Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning, Alicia. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm kind of tired, but I'm okay.
I wasn't sure if you were going to come in tonight, so, but I had some stuff I needed to go over with you, and I'm going to be gone the next few days for a funeral, so I won't be here to go over this information with you, but I needed to catch you while I could. I think I explained to you that we do have those calls that are under 30 seconds. And when we get those calls, we do check each one that you have to see maybe what's going on with the call and, you know, why the agent's receiving those calls, if it was valid, a reason to be less than that time frame. Now, for you, you had a couple of them where you didn't come to the line at all. So there was three calls where, you know, you failed to answer the call, or either if you received the call, you were saying, hello, hello, you know, you opened the call, like, you know, correctly, but you were speaking and the customer was speaking. And I could clearly hear the customer, but you disconnected the call. And there was one call where the lady was saying, you know, no, I'm here. I can hear you. I can hear you. And the call was still disconnected. When I hear those, it makes me want to say, hey, maybe you need to reach out to IT. Maybe check and see what's going on with your headset or check the connection, because if I can hear them, clearly, you know, I'm wondering why, you know, you can't hear them. And at cases like that, that could result in them just calling the bank being like, hey, you know, I did, you know, they're not answering. I don't know what's going on. But due to the ones that you had, the three that you had that were not answered, it is going to be next step. It's the coaching and counseling. And I'm going to read what I have for you that goes, that's going to go in the system. It says, Alicia Williams has the potential to grow with the company and is the asset to the night shift. Ms. Williams handled several calls where she failed to come to the line. On 123-21, there was a rogue wreck call. 125, there was a Gelber, and then there was a Frischnet on 126, and on 126, the Healthy Living. Ms. Williams failed to answer the line. This stipulates ASK and ASK in the client's policy that if any call comes through the line, must be answered within 10 seconds. Actions of this nature reflect poorly on the company and reflect as an absence of attention to detail and theft of company time. Additionally, these infractions may result in the customer disputing charges with their bank and the client taking their business elsewhere. Should this behavior continue, if it's not corrected, then further disciplinary action will be taken, up to and not including termination. So, do you have any questions about those?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay. Now, what I want to just encourage for you is because when you take your calls, you do a great job on your calls. And I don't want something like this to continue to move you up the disciplinary chain. I know you have a lot going on from what we discussed previously. So I know you do have a lot that's, you know, going on, but, you know, make sure that you're on top of your call. Because, you know, I know you can do it. You know, I hear it on your calls on the line. So I just want you to, you know, to encourage you to keep trying to do that. Make sure you answer each and every call. And if you feel like you're not hearing something or something's going on, just let us know and we'll maybe try to get you in touch with IT during the day so we can get it resolved for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have any other questions or are you having concerns or anything?
Did you guys get my call out for today?
Yes, I did see that. That's what I thought when I saw the tardy. I was like, okay, well, usually, and I do want to say, tardy usually will be maybe 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Anything longer than that, that would possibly be considered. I'll have to double check that. But if I'm not mistaken, because I had someone do that a while ago, it's been a while ago that somebody else had that same situation. Like, they were going to be tardy, but they ended up taking longer. And so I think, if I'm not mistaken, but I will find out for you, if anything more than maybe 30 to 45 minutes, maybe the most an hour, it would be considered, an absence. So, but I did see your call out there. So, once you didn't get here after 12, I was like, okay, well, she's not coming.
Yeah, I ended up going to sleep because today is the first day that I didn't have the kids, because their dad came, I dropped them off tonight. And today is the first day that I was able to actually get some rest. So that's why I was like, I'm going to call in a little. I was going to clock in around about 1. And then I overslept. My husband called me. He was at work. He was like, excuse me, ma'am. I know you're not at work. And I was like, how do you know this? He was like, I don't, but you just told on yourself. I was like, you know what? Fine. And then I got up. I used the bathroom, and then I came to work because I didn't mean to sleep that late, but because I haven't been getting any sleep, that I slept so good that I didn't know I was sleeping that good.
Yeah, I knew you had a lot going on. That's why I was just kind of wondering. I'm like, maybe she's just going to be out, and that, once it got later. I know sometimes, you may slip your mind, but you did do the tardy. So that's why I thought, maybe she's just not coming in. But, if they call, I don't know if they call on hands on deck, typically we would just say, hey, if you don't come in for your shift, you can't do the all hands on deck. But I do understand some of the things that you've been, going through. So if you want to try to come in a little earlier, if you're able to, that's fine. But just, go ahead, the first step was make sure you just reach out to us, especially on the attendance line. So make sure to continue to do that. And just, like I said, you do a good job with your calls. I think I told you last time we talked, your scores, you had 1 week week before,
where they were just horrible all out. Yeah,
it was really low. But other than that, you have done such a good job. And, I know we can't help, sometimes life happens, but I do want to make sure that, at least if I can try to make sure we coach you and guide you to keep you at least 100 status. And that's important because also, if your attendance drops below like a 90, it's below a 90, then, you could lose your at-home status or have to go back to day shift. So, we want to try to avoid that as much as possible, because, you came back to night shift for a reason. So, we want to make sure that, you're able to still maintain that. So I do want to make sure that you're able to keep that status.
Yes, ma'am. And now that I don't have to have 4 kids in the house while I'm working under me 24/7, then I think I'll get back on track. Because now, because they're up all night. Like, those three, they would be up all night. Because I guess they, they didn't have having them on a specific bedtime. They'll wake up, they'll be asleep, and then all of a sudden, I'm getting ready to go up, clock in to work. They'll wake up. But my son, I'm not used to that. When my son go to sleep, he sleep.
Yeah.
Right, and now, he's literally laying right next to me, knocked out.
Yeah, and see, that's an adjustment. And so I said, I knew you had some things going on, and I just kind of figured, I was like, well, maybe that's, you had something going on with that. That's why you were, not in. But, anytime that you think that you may need someone, like, hey, let me know, and maybe I can give you a call if you felt comfortable with that. And that way I can make sure, like, hey, make sure you're up, or, just something to try to make sure that you're staying on top of.
Yeah.
Because I just hate to see good agents, not receive the type of help that they need, as far as make sure you stay on top of everything. I hate to see people not get that when I know that they, when they, they can get it, and I'm able to provide it for them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you have any other questions or anything, you think of anything, just feel free to give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.